Now, London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK, London's premier forum for news, views, and up-to-date information. Here's Andy Udman.
Chlorine in the water, fluoride in the water, and iron in the and folic acid, all these things are causing all kinds of problems, and nobody is listening. Well, the government of Canada is part of the corruption. It's part of the corporate corruption. That's what why I wrote my book. It's called Corrupt to the Core. And there's corruption going on at all high levels of government, which are driven by corporations selling these products. They don't need to provide any proof. They're breaking the law of the land. There is a law called the Food and Drugs Act.
Fluoride in our water. Andy, why haven't you talked about that for not only weeks, for months? I've heard that several times in the last month. Tell us, what is happening in the battle to get fluoride out of the water in London? Well, Pam Killeen is back in the studio. Pam, I got to tell you, every time I have you in, I think of you a little bit like trying to land a 747 at the airport in St. Thomas. The runway's not long enough. I'm just a Cessna. I can land anywhere, but you always come in, you always rock the boat, and today we're going to talk about fluoride.
Yes, there's a big uptick today. It has to do with a review that was published by Health Canada. It came out in June 2011, and this review has been pending now for several years, and it's been finalized, and unfortunately, it has all sorts of conflicts of interest associated with
it. Okay, hang on. I want to feel good, Pam. I want to feel good. I'm a Canadian. We elect a majority Harper government. He's looking after everything, like our good health. So Health Canada is going to do the right thing and we'll all be healthier people. Ooh. Tell me that's going to happen, Pam.
Well, all I have to do is look around and see how sick we are as a nation to question Health Canada. It's called Health Canada, and unfortunately, we're not very healthy as a nation. So well, I think we need to put them into question here.
We have a lot to talk about, but we're going to start with a London family who's been fighting City Hall, more so specifically the Middlesex London Health Unit, on the issue of fluoride in the water. Dr. Paul Connett came to London, talked about fluoride in the water, how we should get it out, put the big billboard up on Warncliffe Road, the Citizens Group did, and they haven't gotten results yet, but the battle goes on. Who are we about to meet?
We're about to speak to Nicole Kuzmanovich, and she and her husband were part of that effort to bring Dr. Paul Connett to London. And one of the reasons for her concerns is because their daughter has the modeling of the teeth, the dental fluorosis, and she started asking questions. She did a lot of digging, and now she has taken it upon herself to fight fluoride here in London.
Nikki, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Give me your 10-second phrase on fluoride in our water.
Oh, it needs to be removed. Absolutely. The sooner the better. This stuff has been harming us for, almost 60 years?
Now, Nikki, you just had a meeting with our mayor, Joe Fontana. Can you talk about that, please?
Yeah, it was a good meeting. It was positive. He found, it was myself and Mike, and we just presented ourselves as, two Londoners, two citizens that really care about the community that we live in. And he found our story compelling. And he was very much in favor with the precautionary principle. We kept mentioning that, and he was quite surprised that this stuff that goes in our water is actually toxic waste from a phosphate industry.
Nikki, most of us, we put fluoride in the water in there with God, country, flag, kids in soccer, and apple pie. So you can understand that Joe Fontana said, what? You're telling me what? You tell us about your daughter and what you say fluoride has done to her teeth.
This was a few years back, and I was just getting, I was just starting to read a little more things, and I kept seeing, a sidebar of fluoride, and I thought, okay, this has got me curious. I went and read up on it, and I thought, oh, my God, this can't be real, and I went to the London webpage, and I thought, oh, we're smarter than that. Well, there's no way we're going to add this stuff to our water. Then I find this one line, and it says, fluoride is added to our water for a prevention of cavities for the teeth. It was just that. I mean, mind you, in the last few years, it's progressed to a very nice PR page now on the London City webpage. And then, I had Christopher Bryson's book, a fantastic book, The Fluoride Deception, and there were pictures of teeth with the modeling. And I said to my daughter, I said, Nat, I think you might have, and they said, oh, Mom, come on. And then when she went to the dentist and they confirmed it.
Nikki, I have taken a lot of flack. Pam has taken a lot of flack, but she's used to it. I'm a bit of a softie. I have taken a tremendous amount of flack for harping on this issue of fluoride and why we need to get it out of our water. I don't care. I'm absolutely convinced we have to get it out of our water. I'm so delighted that all across North America, we're seeing more and more cities like Fairbanks, Alaska, ditching fluoride from the water. I'm delighted that in Quebec, they have virtually eliminated fluoride from the water. And we're going to meet a spokesman for the movement there. But Nikki, you're a parent. You're a citizen. You live right here in London. You've gone to see the mayor. You helped put the billboard up on Warncliffe Road. Is the movement still alive, and are you confident that sooner or later we're going to convince the Middlesex London Health Unit and City Hall to get that poisonous stuff out of our water?
Oh, yeah, we will, because the pressure's on. Mm-hmm. We're not backing off. If the councillors think that this report that came out from Health Canada is going to be like put the nail in the coffin for those that are trying to get fluoride out, they're delusional, because that is not a study. It is strictly a review. And the battle goes on.
So this is a terrific segue to one of our first guests here today. This is Gilles Parent that we'll be bringing on the line shortly, who's going to give us a summary of the people who authored that review, Nikki. So, you're absolutely right. The city councilors are going to turn to that review and look to it like the Bible of fluoride. But unfortunately, there's all sorts of corruption and conflicts of interest associated with it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's introduce our guest, Pam.
Well, our first guest is Dr. Gilles Parent. He is a naturopathic doctor and co-author of Fluoridation, Autopsy of a Scientific Error. He is also a part of a coalition in the province of Quebec to remove fluoride from the entire province. And they've actually been very successful and have less than 3% of the population in Quebec fluoridated right now.
Doctor, welcome to the show. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Andy.
Hats off to you. Pam's figure. You've got 97% now of the people of Quebec fluoride-free.
And it's worse, because in Quebec, the government pays everything for fluoridation. So there's no cost for a municipality to add fluoride to the water. And more, the government offer better deal for the municipality, less municipality gets fluoridated.
Doctor, I know you have a limited amount of time and you have to leave us before the half hour, so I just want to give you the stage. Give us your best sermon from the mount on fluoride in the water, what it is, what its impact is, and why we need to deal with it here in London, Ontario, Canada.
Well, the government came out with a report called Guideline for Canadian Drinking Water Quality on Fluoride, and they have created a committee, expert committee, to give them information. And the committee in drinking is not a well-balanced committee capable to produce a valid report. So the report of Health Canada has no value. The people were not qualified enough to evaluate the safety and efficiency of fluoridation.
I have the list of the people, the six panelists who were chosen by Health Canada to help them decide on this health issue. Stephen Levy, Christopher Clark, Robert Tardif, Michael Levy, Jayanth Kumar, Albert Nantel. They all seem to have great credentials. What are you saying, Doctor? They are not the best people to decide the fluoride issue?
I could say three of the experts have never published any scientific article in a scientific medical journal or a dental journal on fluoridation or on fluoride. So if half of the team have not written anything on fluoridation or fluoride as a scientific paper, they don't know that much. They have done review but never done any studies. So we could question three out of them. And all the members of the group are not independent. Three of them are paid by the government directly as an organism. Three of them are a member of the Institute, the Quebec National Institute of Public Health. So they cannot state anything against their employer because they're going to lose their job. So if half the team also is directly in conflict of interest because they would lose their job if they would go against fluoridation, this makes the group not very serious. The three other researchers, or paid by the government, and they receive subsidies to work on fluoridation. And if they would be opposed to fluoridation, they would lose their that money.
We have to take a short break. I want to ask you, when you hear Nikki, who we just had on here in London, put up some of the money for the billboard in London, brought in Dr. Paul Connett to speak on the issue, phoning their MPs, now have gone to see the mayor. That's the kind of thing you've been doing in Quebec. You must be...
We are doing that everywhere, and even we have done that in Quebec City. Quebec City has stopped fluoridation. The minute we send all the information, the government has never done tests to prove the innocuity of the fluoride.
No, I think that's important. That's important to emphasize, is that the Health Canada has not done any studies themselves.
Health Canada has stated that they don't have to do it because it's not a drug. They said it's not a natural health product. They say it's a nutrient. We asked them if it's a nutrient, toxicology tests have to be done to prove it's a safe nutrient. This has never been done. It's, oh, then it's not a nutrient anymore. It's a water treatment agent. It does not treat the water. It treats the people that drink the water.
Give us a phrase, then, as we go to the break, the commercial break. Give us a phrase, then. What is this stuff really called fluoride?
The fluoride is a waste product of the chemical fertilizer, the phosphate chemical fertilizer. It's not treated. It's not pure. It's not good quality. It's not pharmaceutical grade. It's not food grade. It's industrial grade.
And I got to ask Nikki, just before we go to the break, Nikki, what did it do to your daughter's teeth?
It mottled her teeth. Now, remember, she's young. She's only 29.
Okay, when you say mottled, not everybody knows what the word means. What?
She's got white flecks on her teeth.
All those white flecks on her teeth?
Yeah.
Which we've heard again and again and again and again from across the world that is the result of fluoride.
Yep.
Unbelievable. Doctor, when we come back, we want to ask you how in the world you got fluoride out of 97% of the people's water in Quebec. When we come back in just a moment here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
643-1290.
Oh, boy, do I want to hear what the doctor, the good doctor that we're talking to this morning about fluoride has to say about this. We're talking to a naturopathic doctor and co-author of Fluoridation, Autopsy of a Scientific Error, Dr. Gilles Perron. Doctor, we're talking about this panel at Health Canada, the six members, and they came out with this report which suggests that fluoride is safe and effective. But two of them, two of them
have published information on fluoride in the past, but I gathered from the research that they showed it wasn't safe or effective, and that was left out of the report. Is this correct?
Right. Dr. Stéphane Lévy had done a very profound research at the Iowa University, the College of Dentistry, and they have shown that the fluoride added to the water has no precise concentration that will be effective, and secondly, that at that dosage that is recommended to prevent tooth decay, it would cause severe fluorosis in a very high percentage of the kids, so over 30-40%.
Bottom line, this report from Health Canada.
They're doing covering.
How credible is it?
It's not credible because the scientists in there are not qualified. None of these experts have checked if the product were safe, if they were tested. So they're really untested, uncontrolled, unapproved drugs. So they never have checked that. It's like someone that would buy a used car and not even checking if there's a motor, an engine in the car, and while there's not.
Here's what
a very big price for it.
Here's what I worry about more. Do they have an agenda?
I think they have too much links with the industry.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the factor.
So is this report essentially a self-fulfilling prophecy?
Exactly.
Now, who picked these people and why? Exactly.
I suppose that Dr. Coney have done the selection because three of the researchers come from Quebec, one from British Columbia. They're all renowned promoter for fluoridation. They could have taken, for example, Dr. Hardy Lineback, who's a researcher, or Dr. Tyson from the National Research Council in the state. They have done a very profound review of the literature there. Why didn't they take those people? Because they had already a decision that fluoridation was good, and we don't want to prove it's the contrary. We don't even want to check basic of it.
Now, okay.
The next step is how we did stop fluoridation in Quebec.
But surely these people can read. because they sound like intelligent people, and surely they can read a book like the one written by three researchers with PhDs, one of them who we're going to meet in just a moment, who's on the other line, Dr. Paul Conant. How can they, with a straight face, come out with a report like this and not address all the concerns, pages and pages of them, in Dr. Paul Conant's book?
Yes. We have published in Quebec, and that's one reason why we have almost stopped fluoridation right away. A researcher from the Laval University with PhD in experimental medicine, Dr. Pierre Morin, he's a PhD, and he has prepared a report for the Ministry of the Environment showing that fluoride is dangerous for health. It caused dental fluorosis. It caused other health problems, including cancer.
Doctor, we have just 2 minutes left. I want to do something very specific because we have Nikki here in London, Kuzmanovich, whose daughter has this modeling on her teeth. She was brave enough to go and see Joe Fontana, the mayor of London, to tell him, Joe, this stuff is poison. We got to get it out of the water. Can you share with her your best story of all the battles you've had in Quebec, all the London, Ontarios of Quebec, who thought fluoride was up there with God, country flag, and apple pie, and how you convinced them to ditch fluoride.
At St. Mary de Beauce near Quebec City, and also Quebec City, we did the same thing. We have met the municipality, and we have presented all the facts in front of them. In St. Mary de Beauce, they had already ordered the machine to put the fluoride in the water. All the contract with the government was signed, and they back up when we have proven all the facts in front of them. Mm. And this was a debate with the public health direction where they were saying, for example, there was 27,000 studies supporting fluoridation. We asked them the list. They were not able to support the list. They were not able to show us that fluoride was an essential nutrient. Health Canada tells us it's not an essential nutrient. We asked them to supply the toxicology test, and they were not able to supply the toxicology test.
We have 1 minute left. What can you say to Nikki? What can you say to Pam?
I can say the best thing we have done in Quebec, we have asked freedom of information request. We have done also petition to Health Canada, and we asked them to supply the toxicology test. Everybody said, we don't have it. It's someone else that has it. I said, who has it? Oh, we don't know. So if you don't check that basic, you're not very qualified.
Okay, two quick questions, 15 seconds in each one. Number one, why should London, Ontario get rid of fluoride? And a word of encouragement to people like Nikki Kuzmanovich, who went to see Mayor Joe to make the argument.
I think the first thing to do is to say fluoride is a very toxic substance. It may cause cancer, thyroid problem, and all other type of side effects, including reducing the IQ. Secondly, we have to say, hey, minute, if the product is not legal, it is illegal to add it to the water, and it's a crime to add a product that's not proven safe to the water of a city. This is a crime, so you could be sued for that.
Gilles, what do you want to see happen with this report? Do you want to see a full retraction?
A full retraction and a full correction. We have supplied a huge amount of documentation to them. The report didn't even take care, probably not even have read those critiques that we have sent to them.
Gilles, I have to ask you this. Seconds left. If we can't trust Health Canada to look after our health, if we can't trust the Middlesex London Health Unit to even read Dr. Paul Conant's book on the subject, who can we trust?
I think the government is in a problem. Dr. Chopra have proven the link between the industry and the government. So their link is so strong that we cannot trust any of those government agencies.
Yeah, okay. We have to police them. There's no question.
And so the people who are writing the agenda here are the people at Colgate and Palmolive.
Unilever.
And Unilever and Crest. And that's who's deciding whether we have
fluoride in the water or in a toothpaste or whatever our sources.
Gio, we have to leave it there. We're simply out of time, but we have to have you back again sometime. Absolutely incredible. Let me give you a high five. How do you say that in French?
I don't know.
Félicitations.
Yes. Félicitations on you being so successful in getting the fluoride out of the water. We're going to do it here in London, Ontario. I promise you, my friend, and we'll talk to you again soon.
And get the book. This way people will have much more knowledge.
Yes.
It's all about the knowledge and the science. Nikki, stand by. We're going to meet Dr. Paul Conant in just a moment. Stay tuned, folks. The ride is going to get even rockier on the other side of the news update. Right here in London today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
1-800-643-1290.
Well, the government of Canada is part of the corruption. It's part of the corporate corruption. That's what why I wrote my book. It's called Corrupt to the Core. And there's corruption going on at all high levels of government, which are driven by corporations selling these products. They don't need to provide any proof. They're breaking the law of the land. There is a law called the Food and Drugs Act.
How incredibly disgusting to think that Ottawa isn't really looking after our health, that Health Canada has an agenda, that this special panel, which has come out with a report saying fluoride is safe and effective, is contaminated. I'm going to tell you, it is Thursday, the 14th day of July, and I'm going to keep fighting, and I know Pam is, until we get that poison out of our water called fluoride. Evidence in Dr. Paul Conant's book that it is linked to, think about it, to cancer, to lower IQ in our children, to osteosarcoma, the cancer that killed Terry Fox, to thyroid problems, and to white spotting of our teeth, and on it goes. In just a moment, we're going to get an update on this whole fight here in London from the man who came from the United States to speak to that overflow crowd at the library. But I want to go first to Nikki Kuzmanovich, who with her husband had the courage not only to form a citizens group, to put up that big billboard announcing the speech by Dr. Conant, but recently went to see Mayor Joe Fontaine. I wish Mayor Joe were listening this morning. Maybe he is. Maybe he's got his computer out on the side of the river up there in Timmins where he is fishing. But Nikki, for those listeners who've just joined us, tell us, first of all, hats off to you for going to see the mayor. Not everybody does that, even if they feel strongly about a case. Secondly, what did the mayor not know about fluoride when you went to see him, and what did he seem impressed with?
He didn't know that it was a waste from the phosphate industry. So he was a little surprised about that. And then I truly believe, like, he was very genuine. Like, he says, I don't want to harm, you know, the citizens of London. And I think the precautionary principle is something that he's really going to, put his thoughts behind.
And the precautionary principle, just in case people don't know what it is, basically says, if in doubt, leave it out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Let's bring into the conversation Dr. Paul Conant, who, of course, came to London, spoke to that overflow crowd, wrote the book, The Case Against Fluoride. Dr. Conant, we're still fighting. We're still remembering your words, and we're still hard at it.
Well, hi, Andy. Hi, Pam.
Good morning.
Hi, Nicola.
Good morning.
I'm glad to be back on air.
Well, tell Nikki what you think of her going to see the mayor with her husband.
I think it's terrific, but one word of warning. We've seen mayors and councillors respond very sympathetically when they're approached by citizens, but then they're totally intimidated when the local medical officer of health or Health Canada comes through with these reviews, giving the approval from authority that everything is hunky-dory. So this really does put the focus now on Health Canada's absolute fraud. I mean, this report by Health Canada is a fraud, and I think we can demonstrate that. You've already heard from Gilles that the six panel members that were selected to review the literature, three of them were outright fluoridation promoters or apologists. One in particular, Jay Kumar from New York State, is the most avid promoter of fluoridation. Christopher Clark from British Columbia is an avid promoter of fluoridation. In fact, he debated Hardy Lineback in Kamloops, and Hardy won that debate, and Kamloops stopped fluoridation. What did Chris Clark do? He then turned around and tried to get the University of Toronto to censure Hardy Lineback for having the temerity to speak the truth about fluoridation. And the other third promoter of fluoridation is Stephen Levy, who receives literally millions of dollars from the U.S. government to do research on fluoride. And again, as Gilles pointed out, it's fascinating that when you review their research, you find that the evidence that they're coming up with does not support fluoridation. But when they're asked about fluoridation, they always come back and say, oh, no, it's good, it's okay, no problems. In fact, Levy produced a research paper in 2009 which showed that there was no relationship between the amount of fluoride swallowed by children and dental decay. This is the first study that's looked at tooth decay in terms of how much fluoride the kid has actually swallowed. So to cut a long story short, you have six people that are reviewing the literature. Two of them work for government, a government that's pro-fluoridation, the Quebec government. Three of them are dental researchers, which are known to be pro-fluoridation. And that just leaves us with one other person. And this is the panel that reviewed the literature. And when they came out with their little report, they used the word weight of evidence. That's the catchphrase there. The weight of evidence says there's no problem with fluoride in IQ. Well, obviously, that's a red flag to a bull for me, because I've been following this issue very closely since 1995, the issue of fluoride's impact on the brain. So when Health Canada came out with its preliminary report in 2009, sure enough, they used this expert panel to give the green light for all these health concerns that we have, no problem, no problem. And they cited this panel saying the weight of evidence shows that there's no problem with IQ. But Health Canada only cites five IQ studies. And at this point, there are 23 IQ studies. So obviously, this is a superficial report relying heavily on this handpicked expert panel. Now, I dutifully, along with other scientists, submitted comments on this preliminary report. And I pointed out that they'd only looked at five studies, and there were 23. And then I waited for 2 years, and they came out with this final report in June of this year. And they still only cite five IQ studies. They don't cite references to the other 18 studies I sent to them. The verbiage in the section on neurotoxicity is essentially the same as it was in 2009.
So what are you saying then, Dr. Conant, that they opened the floor to public submissions over that two-year period and they ignored public submissions?
Absolutely ignored it. And I've talked to other scientists who submitted submissions, and the same thing happened to them. What they submitted was virtually completely ignored.
So why open the floor? Why let that happen then? You know, what's happening to democracy here?
Yeah, it's an insult to the public to ask for the participation, to expect people and scientists like myself to take the time and laboriously cite the references in the scientific literature that they've got something wrong, only 2 years later to be completely blown off in this way. I mean, this is not going to encourage either citizens or scientists to participate in this process. This is not only a threat to public health, but it's a threat. It's a threat to democracy in Canada, in my view. It's very, very sad, because I think we need to be able to trust public health agencies.
No kidding. Doctor, let me ask you this. If Stephen Harper knew what you were just saying about this Health Canada panel, which suggests that fluoride is safe and effective, how do you think he'd feel?
I hope that he would be appalled, because this is going to make the public very, very cynical about anything coming out of Health Canada on safety. It's going to make them very cynical, and I think it's going to jeopardize other public health programs.
You're saying that
incidentally with Irene Matheson, your MP there, and I've sent her this complaint about this expert panel and the way they completely blew us off. And I'm hoping that she is going to bring this up with her colleagues and raise these questions in Parliament. Obviously, I can't speak to her, but at least some MPs in Ottawa are hearing about our concerns.
Okay, we have to take a short break. When we come back, I want to spend the last 8 or 9 minutes of the show, Doctor, just reviewing two things. One, what's happening in cities all across North America, Fairbanks, Alaska, for example, where they've ditched fluoride, Quebec, where they've ditched fluoride almost universally right across the province. And then we're going to talk a little strategy about how we can make it here when we come back in just a moment here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.
643-1290.
I'll tell you, in the next 7 or 8 minutes, we're going to throw some punches. I lay awake at night in my bed thinking, Andy, you're convinced that fluoride is linked to lower IQ in children. It damages their brains. You're convinced that fluoride in water is linked to cancer. You're convinced that it's linked to a whole host of other issues. How hard and how long are you prepared to fight to get fluoride out of our water? We're in conversation with Nikki Kuzmanovich, who with her husband, God bless them, got off their duffs, which so many of us don't do, went to the office of Mayor Joe Fontana and said, you got to listen to us. Our daughter has effects directly from fluoride. Nikki, is it just the spotting on the teeth, or are you worried that there are other health effects that your daughter and so many other children have from this poison in our water?
Yeah, and I don't think, you know, the parents don't be cavalier about seeing white spots on your children's teeth, because what that means, what's in the future down the road, okay, for these children that have been harmed by this?
Well, let's ask Dr. Paul Conant. Doctor, I think back to your speech and the evidence that you gave about the stuff that fluoride in our water is doing to our kids. We don't do a service to our audience if we don't review in the next 2-3 minutes the stuff, the information, the research, scientific research, as opposed to all the stuff we're getting from groups whose agenda is contaminated by the corporate agenda. Can we review in the next 2 to 3 minutes what you are convinced fluoride is doing to our kids?
Yes, certainly, Andy. But the first thing to note is that practically no health studies have been done in Canada on the health of communities that are fluoridated. Absolutely, practically none. Over 60 years of fluoridation in Canada, and there haven't been very few. So when we talk about IQ, there's never been a study of the IQ of children in Canadian communities that are fluoridated. Never. So all these Health Canada people are doing, and particularly Peter Cooney, the chief dental officer, are doing, they spend all their time and effort negating the studies done in other countries which have found harm, studies done in India and China and so on. I can summarize some of those studies in a moment. But the point is that Canada is not checking. All you get in Canada are endless studies on teeth and enormous amount of money going into promotion. And before I leave it, and talking about promotion, somebody in Canada needs to investigate Dr. Peter Cooney. Not only is he Canada's chief dental officer, receiving money from the Canadian taxpayer, but he's also a high official in the FDI. This is the World Dental Federation, which is a trade association. It represents industries that make mercury amalgam, industries which make fluoride products. And he is going around the world wearing two hats. On the one hand, he claims to be representing the government of Canada. And on the other hand, he's representing this trade association, the FDI. This is a conflict of interest. And this is the man that's calling the shots on fluoridation in Canada.
To make a crude comparison, is this a little bit like Jesus sending Judas Iscariot to be his press officer?
Absolutely. Spot on. And especially considering, I think, that fluoridation has become a religious crusade, not a scientifically supported practice.
Okay, I do want, Doctor, for you to review, because some people have not been following this and didn't hear your speech, in 2 minutes, what does fluoride do to us based on the scientific evidence?
Okay, let's start with the one that they can't deny. Fluoride causes dental fluorosis, which is a damaging of the tooth enamel. Not denied. We now have 41% of teenagers in the United States with this condition, and some of them in the moderate and severe forms. Now, the teeth emerge from the bones. You can see dental fluorosis, but the question is, what is it doing to the bones? The teeth grow out of the bones. What is it doing to the bones of the children and our adults over a lifetime of exposure? That's where you have to go to studies done in India and China, because millions of people have had their bones wrecked by fluoride. And the first symptoms of bone damage by fluoride is just like arthritis, stiffness of the joints, pains in the joints, pains in the bones. And there have been no studies in any fluoridated country, including Canada, which looks at arthritis rates as a function of fluoride exposure. Don't do it. Absence of study does not mean the absence of harm. Also, we've known for years that fluoride lowers thyroid function. In fact, doctors used it for that purpose with hyperthyroid patients in the 30s, 40s, and 50s in Argentina, France, and Germany. So impact on the thyroid function, very serious, because we have millions of people with hypothyroidism in the United States and Canada. Again, nobody at Health Canada is even looking at this. Next, you have the impact on the brain. This is the area that I've been concerned with most. We have over 150 animal studies that fluoride damages the brain. We have three fetal brain studies, aborted fetuses in China. You can see brain damage of children in the endemic areas for fluorosis. We have behavioral studies, and we also have now 25, I said 23 earlier on, but we since Health Canada published that preliminary report in 2009, we have two more studies showing a relationship with lowering of IQ and exposure to fluoride, and not at high levels. The one study, they found lowering of IQ between 0.3 and 3 parts per million. Zhang found lowering of IQ at 1.9 parts per million. And a recent, as yet unpublished study, but we have the abstract, shows a lowering of IQ at 2.4 parts per million. There is no adequate margin of safety based upon these small studies that have found harm when you extrapolate to protect the whole of the Canadian population.
Okay, let's go to Nikki Kuzmanovich because of a limited time. Nikki, you and your husband went to see Mayor Joe Fontana, and I'm sure you wish you could have laid it out as beautifully as Dr. Connett did in the last 2 to 3 minutes. When you hear him read that list of the effects on our children and our grandchildren, and I have two grandchildren right now who are drinking the water that this city produces, how does it make you feel?
Oh, it's terrible. You know, really, it probably pushes my blood pressure up a little bit.
Are you prepared to keep fighting the good fight?
Oh, my God, yeah. And I want to say to your listeners out there, get off your duff, go down, go to the mayor's office, call your counselor, and make some noise. Do not count on people doing your work for you. Get involved.
Now, we have to be very careful here, though, because of this review. Dr. Connett, do you want to see a full retraction? Because you know these city councilors are going to say, oh, but this report says that fluoride is safe and effective.
Oh, yeah, but
I think
it's smarter than that.
Absolutely essential. If we are to have our regulatory agencies regain the public's trust for this report to be withdrawn, because public policy must be based upon sound science. And when you ask for public input, you shouldn't ignore it. This is a threat to democracy. It's a threat to the health. And let me say, I don't want to scare people to death. There's obviously always weaknesses in epidemiological problems. But look at it this way. The evidence that swallowing fluoride actually reduces tooth decay is extremely weak. I would say that evidence is actually weaker than the evidence today which shows harm. And what parent in their right mind would take a risk, supposedly in the name of reducing tooth decay by a very small amount, if it's going to threaten their bones, going to threaten their brains, going to threaten their thyroid function in the future? The whole thing is sheer lunacy.
Dr. Connett, we have just 90 seconds left. Can you list the cities that have seen the light on the issue of fluoride recently? And is there hope that London, Ontario will follow them?
Absolutely. Just recently, Mount Clemens and Marcellus in Michigan have stopped. Largo Vista in Texas stopped. Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, followed Juneau and stopped on June 6th. Meadow Lake in Saskatchewan stopped on June the 27th. And Tamaranui in New Zealand stopped in June 30th. So cities all over the United States, Canada, and around the world are stopping fluoridation. And even more exciting is we have some very, very prominent people now coming out against fluoridation. Reverend Andrew Young, former U.S. ambassador to the United Nations, former mayor of Atlanta, former colleague of Martin Luther King Jr., has come out against fluoridation. So has Martin Luther King's daughter and niece come out against fluoridation. They are particularly concerned that minorities are particularly sensitive to fluoride.
So in the closing seconds, what do you say to Nikki, who's fighting the good fight?
All I can say is thank you, and I hope you've inspired other citizens in London to end it there. We've ended it in Waterloo. We've ended it in Calgary in the last few weeks, few months. Let London follow their example.
Nikki, your response?
Oh, yeah. It's a good fight, and I'm not giving up.
We have to leave it there. Dr. Paul Connett, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, guys.
And Nikki, thank you.
Thanks, Pam.
Wow. Pam, any book signings this weekend?
No book signings this weekend, but I would like to warn people that if we allow this type of behavior to continue, of course, things are only going to get worse. Our health is only going to deteriorate. We need to police Health Canada.
Bravo. Hands on the wheel, eyes on the road. That's an immediate thing you can do to improve your health and safety. Please hang up and drive so you arrive alive. Have a wonderful Thursday, July the 14th. We'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 right here on London Today on News Talk 1290 CJBK.